Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And Ottawa will bring it back. 7 minutes as they get to center remaining in the third. Dylan Cousins with a shot. Glove high, and Alex Lyon just waves at it and snares that out of the air.
Hey, a great save from Alex Lyon on former Sabre Dylan Cousins. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in. The show today brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul, Dylan Cousins getting an assist yesterday and had a really nice rush that I remember early in the game in the first period. But, other than that, Cousins seems to have kind of found himself again with Ottawa and has been a little bit more of the player that he kind of was in his earlier time when he was finding the success before getting his face beaten in by Garnet Hathaway that one game against the Flyers. But I don't know.
Only the beginning. That went away.
Yeah. I mean,
And it hasn't been this year. I mean, he was -3 last night. He's -7 on the year already.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you, just I don't know how much you've seen of Cousins in a Senator's uniform to provide any sort of thoughts in terms of his play there.
Again, it's very shaky defensively. Can add the odd goal, but still I think struggling. When he first got there, I think there was the adrenaline and things were going great, and the fans were really excited and everybody was wild. But he pretty much, from anything I've seen from the end of last year and into, especially in the playoffs and into. This year, nothing really has changed.
Yeah, I mean, nothing stood out really, other than just maybe the couple flashy plays that Cousins was able to pull off. And I don't know. The trade itself still looks really, really rough because of the injury concerns with Norris once again.
Well, right now, if Norris can never get himself to a place where he can play healthy, I mean, the trade is Cousins and a second round pick to Ottawa for nothing.
Yeah,
that's basically what it amounts to.
Yeah, that in today's terms and in the NHL, Paul, nothing is future considerations. And
I mean, they just let Bernard Docker go. They didn't qualify him.
Yeah,
and if Norris can't get over injuries and never really plays for the Sabres. And Gilbert's gone from Ottawa.
Yep.
He just got sent down to the minors.
Yeah.
So, that's what the trade reads right now. That's what the trade would wind up being. Cousins in a second round pick for nothing.
It's a great trade-off. It's a great trade-off, but we'll save that discussion.
But who knows?
For another day.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen players who have often been injured and all of a sudden, you know, figure it out. And I mean, Alex Tuch played 82 games for the first time, so it's not like it can't be done.
No, obviously. Yeah, it can be done. It's Paul, I don't know how much you read my bold predictions article on our website before the home opener and the season opener. But one of my bold predictions was Josh Norris would stay healthy and be the team's leading scorer this season. And that aged very much like a gallon of milk.
Well, as you know, I do a goal pool, and it's 26 guys are drafting. So we have 6 rounds since there's 26 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we got to the 4th round, and I thought, Josh Norris might be a pretty good value in the 4th round here. You know, if he stays healthy, I think it's a guaranteed 30 goals.
Mm.
It's a it's really it could be a bust pick or it could be just a great pick, and obviously it has turned into not too well. Now, I did take Shane Pinto with my sixth round pick, which
hey,
was
there
my
you
last
go.
Pick, and he scored five so far, so I did get that. But I was thinking kind of the same thing that Norris had a good off season, and even if he plays 65 games or 70, I still might get 30 out of him.
Yeah,
I mean, the year he scored 35 goals, he didn't even get to 70 games.
Right.
So that's kind of what my thinking was there, having him sitting there in the fourth round. So I took him, and oh well.
By the way, Paul, saw this stat earlier this morning where in the last five games against Ottawa, Buffalo is 5-0, and they've scored 25 goals for, only 9 goals against given up. They're, I think, a little over 41% on the power play and 85% on the penalty kill. They've had some good success against Ottawa in recent games.
Yeah, I knew they had a winning streak against them and extended that. I didn't know the exact statistics of it.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, and I was just like, ooh, yeah. And Ottawa, and hey, those are the teams that you should win against, is the Ottawa's the teams that were in the playoffs last year. They were terrible against Montreal last year, and it cost them in more ways than not. But it was certainly helpful for Montreal. But if they can find ways to be more competitive and get a win against your division, your conference rivals here and there, you never know, man. Like, I mean, if they win on Saturday against Florida, I think the discussion really turns around to, okay, maybe we're starting to get things clicking together here. What kind of a run can they put together to get themselves into a spot where they're staying in playoff contention and finding ways to not let that out of their grasp?
Well, I don't think they have to spend time figuring out who do they got to get past. I think they have to figure out what point total gets you in.
Yeah.
For sure. And get to that point total.
Yep.
And then worry about the rest of it. Let the other teams figure out who's not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Who's not going to get by you. But figure out, all right, 100 points. If we get 100 points, we're going to be in.
Yeah.
And then they can all figure out who's not going to be in. Or is it 97? Or whatever that figure is. That's what you have to shoot for. And then let the chips fall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Or they may. You just don't know who's going to get in, who's not, who's going to overperform, who's going to underperform. That will all figure itself out. If you do your job and you do your part, you don't have to worry about who else does their part.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a stretch here of the next five games against against division rivals, Florida, Montreal, Detroit, two games against Toronto, and then you have six out of seven games coming up against conference or against division rivals. You got Boston in there, and only a game against Columbus mixed in. And man, if they can string together four wins in that stretch, I think the Sabres will actually be sitting relatively okay by the end of the month.
Yeah, they had to have a good month, and they've already had three losses in the month. Can't change it. Tage Thompson's right. There's no point in looking back.
Yep.
It's time to look forward. And if you can get out of the month, I guess you could say with four losses. Now, I mean, I was thinking a 2 or 3 month loss month is what kind of they needed, and that's already out the window unless they sweep the rest of the month.
That would be tough to do.
Yeah, with their schedule and everything, I thought, if you start off well and you're as good as you think you are and you've improved as much as you think you have, it's not unreasonable to think you couldn't get through this month with you know, two or three losses, maybe a loser point mixed in.
If the Sabres can go 4-2-1, Paul, would you take that?
Hell yeah.
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 I would too. 100%.
Lindy Ruff wants 6 points in every 6 points out of every five games, which is 10 possible points. He says, in order to make the playoffs, you got to get six. He goes, we've already failed in the first five games. We can't get to six. But he goes, you can also make it up. He goes, you're going to have times where maybe you're going to get 9 out of 10 points. So you can make up for this week or this month or this stretch, rather, where you didn't get 6 points out of 10 because right now you can't. So that's the way he's looking at it. It's like, okay, maybe in the first stretch we didn't get it. But there are also going to be stretches when we get 8 or 9 points out of 10. And, you know, that. So, but he thinks on the average, so he's playing the points game too. On the average, if you go through the season and get 6 out of every 10 points, you will make the playoffs.
803-0551, 888-550-2550 are the numbers here if you want to join us. Are you back on the bandwagon for the Sabres after last night's win? Has the win last night instilled any confidence in you going forward, or do you feel that you need to see more from the team? Heading out to the phone lines, Adam in Hamburg. Good morning, Adam. You're on the line. Go right ahead. Hello, Adam.
For the team.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Thanks for everything you guys do to cover the team. Long-time fan here. I was in the building for Game 7 of the Cup Finals in 99. I was in the building for Game 7 in Carolina in 06. This used to be a very proud franchise that won over 60% of our games. In the Pegula era, that's not the case. We're about a 40% winning team under Pegula. And it's a real shame. What I wanted to say in my comments was this is the same front office that couldn't keep Jack Eichel because he wanted to get a disc replacement surgery.
That's not true. That's not true. Let's stop right there. That's not true.
Well, yes, it is true.
No, it's not true. He asked to be traded before the surgery thing ever came up.
The GM doesn't have to trade a player just because they request a trade.
I'm just saying that's what he did. He asked to be traded.
Okay, that doesn't mean the general manager had to trade him. And then
try using Jack Eichel when he doesn't want to be here. Try see how that works out for you.
The Packers had Aaron Rodgers for 4 years.
See how that works out for you. Don't trade Jack Eichel when he doesn't want to play. See how that works out for you.
Aaron Rodgers won 2 MVPs.
I don't care what Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about Jack Eichel. I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers. Try doing that with Jack Eichel. Try doing that with Jack Eichel. Just try doing that with him. It ain't going to work.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Some other reaction that has come up on Twitter with terms of whether or not some fans are back on the bandwagon. Adam says fully back on the bandwagon, which, you know, maybe the eternal optimist there. Mark adds, it added some brightness to what was doom and gloom. We still need to see this team string together wins, which we have not seen in so long. Rob also adding in, I'm happy that they played well, but let's not overlook the fact that the Senators put out a backup goalie and was missing their team captain, which we talked a little bit about earlier, Paul. I mean, yeah, it hurts that they don't have Brady Tkachuk, and I'm not sure if Brady Tkachuk would have made much more of a difference in this game. But you know, Marilainen is a fairly good backup goaltender in his little action that he has shown. Maybe he regresses, but I think there is a little bit that you can look at from yesterday and have some optimistic viewpoints with seeing the Eichel outburst. But yeah, you obviously take it with a grain of salt because through the first three games, it's just like, okay, there was a lot from that stretch where bad habits, and you got to break out of those bad habits. Now you just got to string it together and prove to everyone that, you know, this isn't what we are going to see from this team going forward.
Oh, exactly. You know, that's what they have to do. And it'll be interesting to see moving forward now, you know, where they're at, where their heads are at. You know, does this snap them out of it? Or, you know, I think it's a good test. I think maybe it's a pretty good thing that they're playing Florida on Saturday. You know, have a good test in front of them after having a good game. You know, you get a day off, you get a good day of practice, And then the Florida Panthers walk in here. And, yes, I know they're injured, but they're still a good team.
Yeah,
you know, they still have players that can hurt you, and they're a good team, and they're a heavy team. And so I think this is going to be a good test for them.
803-0551, 888-550-2550. We'll preview more of the Sabres-Panthers matchup coming up tomorrow, Paul, when we have you on for the first hour of the show. When we come back, though, interesting interesting little note from hockey overseas that I want to bring up with you to close the show and see if maybe this is a little too harsh, Paul. We'll come back with that in a little bit here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.